If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. All right. So how's the weather treating you this morning?
It's cool and balmy. It's not hot and bothered. But anyway, that's a whole completely different story.
It is indeed. All right. Another story is that Sony is back in South Africa with their TVs.
Well, interesting little backstory. And full disclosure here, Sony was my first TV, as it was many, many families' first TV back in the good old days.
Ours was
and
a Philips.
Sony has a huge history in TVs. Mm-hmm. But so I've got a soft spot for Sony, like many others on the market. And a couple of years ago, for whatever reason, Sony was going through a rough period. They decided to stop distribution of everything except their mobile phones, which haven't done that amazingly in South Africa. And for a long while, you know, you weren't able to buy any Sony audio or television gear. Well, the good news is that in the last couple of months, Sony has brought back a lot of their products, headphones, audio gear. And finally, in the last month, they've launched a full range of televisions in South Africa once again.
Yeah, so what's actually interesting is my one son had a birthday, and what he asked for was Sony headphones. So clearly in the youth market as well, they've already started to see this as an important product.
Well, Sony has always been that, you know, the Walkman and the television. Mm. And I mean, they, over the years, they've absolutely, call them the Japanese Apple. They've always had really high quality products. They've always been extremely innovative, and competition is always good. For the last 10 years, Samsung, LG have dominated the high end of televisions in South Africa. And a lot of other brands have done really well, you know, less expensive, but certainly not premium top brands as such. And with Sony pulling out of the market, it became a little bit of a duopoly, and nothing wrong with that other than a lack of competition. But now Sony are back. They've got a huge range of TVs starting at 55 inches all the way up to 75 inches. And here's what's interesting. In order to get things rolling in South Africa, they've dropped their prices by about 30%.
Wow.
So it's quite a big deal. But there are a couple of things that make Sony special. First and foremost, they've done incredible work with, let's say, Netflix to calibrate their TV specifically for Netflix. They call it their Netflix calibrated mode. I love these terminologies, but being a geek, they make perfect sense.
Right.
And it definitely, I've played with the 65-inch OLED, and definitely it makes a difference. It's probably the best Netflix picture that I've seen. Pricing is very competitive with the Samsungs and the LGs, but now at 33% off, their A8H, which is their top of the range OLED 65 inch, was 65 grand. They've dropped that down to 49,999 just to break the 50k barrier. Now look, that is not a cheap TV by any means.
Yeah.
It's completely nuts. But the quality of the TV is spectacular. And I'll start with that one. The others are all LCDs, but the picture quality, the processing quality, they have something which they call the X1 chip. As most people know today, TVs are actually little mini computers.
I was just going to say, because
they do browsing, they do everything.
On that subject, the most it's absolutely vital that you know what you're doing when you buy a TV today, because you aren't buying something that you just plug in and watch either DSTV or SABC on.
No, definitely not. The quality of the processor, the amount of memory the TV's got, makes a significant difference to the picture. And all their TVs that they've launched in South Africa, from the X75H, which is a 55-inch LCD TV, of course, people are phoning me during the show, but that's normal. The X5H 55-inch is 9,999, which is really good value. It was 12,999. So that has the same processor as their most expensive A8H at 50 grand. So you can be assured that the quality and the picture quality is pretty much right up there with everything else. And apparently you can get them at Incredible Connection, all the various suppliers Macro, everywhere that sells TVs. And I'm just very, very impressed finally that they're back, and the quality is, as I said, I've played with their top of their range OLED, which has one other interesting feature.
Yeah.
There are no speakers. The screen is a speaker.
What?
So the whole screen is a speaker, which is quite fantastic.
Wow,
and
that's weird.
And the actually moves with the people on the screen. So if someone's standing on the right, the sound comes from the right. If you're standing on the left, the sound comes from the left.
But the whole screen
is a speaker, which is pretty unique. Interestingly, that panel is made by LG. LG are the only company that make OLED panels. And yet Sony have taken the top of the range LG panel with speakers built into the screen and brought out a television that I think, it's not a huge difference, but it's definitely got a better picture than the equivalent LG from LG who make the panel. So that's why it's good to have new guys in the market. That's why it's good that Sony are back. Can only drive innovation across the entire ecosystem. So I, for one, am very chuffed. And somehow I'm going to have to save up for their fancy X8H.
Absolutely, as everybody will have to do. That is really so interesting. Stephen Ambrose, thank you. As always, that is your tech report. You can listen to a full hour of Stephen's tech at 11 o'clock on Thursday. It is 8:40. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM.